Yeah, we're not in the club, but we're right next to it. Me and my crew, we are Country Club Adjacent. Country Club Adjacent. Country Club Adjacent, baby. Country Club Adjacent. Country Club Adjacent, baby.
Testing. Testing 1, 2, 3. We are testing.
Testicles,
testing you and
testicles.
Me. Testing. We got Starbucks cold brew. Testing. Jacob is a Jew.
Testing.
Griff Pippin. Testing. I slipped in. Testing.
But you said it was cool.
Testing. Cause I ain't no fool. Testing.
I think we found a new intro song.
Wow.
What a fun group of girls here.
That's called White Bars, right?
White Bars.
On the camera, if you just come this way a little bit.
Did you mean Xanax?
Yeah.
White Bars.
Yeah. Uh-uh. That's like four white dudes on the street corner just freestyling, but it's testing.
Oh my God.
Bars, also known as an Applebee's.
Yeah. Ooh, I kind of.
Neighborhood Bar and Grill. I miss it so much. if anything I miss the Neighborhood Bar and Grill.
Dude, did you see that Los Angeles opened up outside dining, but you can't have TVs on?
Yeah. What? I saw that.
Dude, it's the dumbest thing, but it's like for the Super Bowl. Like, it's literally just so restaurants don't make
money.
Thousands of more dollars for that weekend. Yeah.
It's so weird. They said restaurants open, and in the same text message I got from the CDC, they're like, also, everyone's fucking dying. It was like the coronavirus coronavirus. All right.
Our COVID cases spiking again.
They're surging. Yeah, and then they were like, but restaurants are now open. So go fucking fuck off.
Newsom needs to get recalled. That's the bottom line.
Newsom needs to get fucked in his ass.
Newsom, did you know that he's Nancy Pelosi's nephew?
No shit.
Dude, she tells him what to do and he listens.
No, she's literally his biological aunt.
How gross.
I mean, I'd like to wear her skin on my face.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Dude, I want her to get executed in front of her family. And then her... Sorry. I said that backwards.
Squad.
I want her family to get executed in front of her and then her die more painfully moments after.
Can you say it like in a sweet, genuine voice like you said that again, too? I like the murderous thoughts from Stotts.
Yeah.
Effortless bars right there,
ooh,
by the way.
Yeah. No, I've given a lot of thought to that.
Well, that was a pre-open to the Country Club Adjacent podcast. We are back, baby.
Yeah.
As always, with Aristotle Georgeson, a.k.a. Blake Golfing, a.k.a. Bottle of Stottle, a.k.a. Blake Weber.
That's right.
Also, Mark Smalls, a.k.a. Young
Money.
Twitch.
Young
Check him
Twitch.
Out on Twitch.
A.k.a. Young averaging 25 on Twitch.
Boom.
Hey, I logged on. You had a solid 41.
Oh, really?
I don't know what that means at all. It was my first time on Twitch, but it was like you gained 5 levels.
Yeah, it's because they found out I was homosexual.
Hey.
Yeah, I mean, Twitch.
But very closeted.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how the how Twitch works, but I guess that helps.
Yeah.
And then Griff, the Riff birthday boy Pippin.
Oh man.
You gotta open your birthday card.
Yeah.
Do that right now?
That being said, Mark got Griff cold brews. Aristotle
Thank
got
you.
Griff a card, and then I got absolute blanket session.
Here we go. Okay.
But your present's coming.
Okay, we got a Basset hound. Mm-hmm. He's dropping in on a rope with a fork and
so
knife.
Cute,
yeah, that's
dude.
So cute to get a little cake there.
Shake it, make sure it's money.
Whoa. There's a picture. It says, oh, fuck, Mr. Shanks.
Your so
mission
cute,
should
dude.
Choose to accept it. Happy birthday. Here we go.
Ooh.
Happy birthday, partner. Let's stay undefeated. Happy birthday, Griff, Stotts, and Cindy.
I don't
Thank
like
you,
this.
Stotts,
I don't
and
like
Cindy.
Wow.
Oh,
I don't
yes.
like that birthday
so
message.
So funny that you also got him a $25 gift card when Mark, it just trumps Mark's gift, which was a singular cold brew to Griff.
Mark got me a cold brew, and then he's like, no, here's a $25.
Griff's birthday sponsored by Starbucks.
I mean, it sucks because like I showed up to Seth. I was like, man, I need a coffee. And I was like, fuck, it's Griff's birthday. I got to give him a coffee.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit, there's two other people on the podcast.
Why does
everybody have to drink coffee?
Dude, you showed up with a Starbucks for Griff. And I'm like, man, I hope that's not just a birthday gift.
These aren't the birthday gifts, by the way. This is just like a, hey, I'm fun. I bring stuff.
Now, Mark showed up with herpes on his lip. That's a birthday present.
Wow.
That is a birthday present to me.
A pimple, you cock.
Yeah, know the difference,
dude. I swear to fucking God, bro.
Hey, man, but it could be your birthday every day if you choose to buy yourself some Live Forever golf gear.
That's right, LFG.
Every day could be your birthday.
I'm wearing the shirt today.
I got it. I'm rocking it right here.
My undershirt is LFG. Yeah. That is a lie. I'm not wearing anything LFG. everybody else is, and I'm a bit jealous.
Get out, dog. They're fire shit.
You guys can use promo code MrShanks20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
MrShanks20 on their website for 20% off everything.
That's right.
Their gear is honestly very, very good. We wear it all the time.
Yeah, it's like our message, which is like, you know, go out on the golf course, have fun, look fucking cool as hell,
and throw the fucking golf club as hard as you can.
That's right, throw it really far.
We just filmed a super fun sketch for them that's going to be coming out on our page, their page. It's where we just have a club tossing competition.
That's right.
Yep.
Won't tell you who won, but everybody gave it their all.
Yeah, everyone had their own style. I was very impressed.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, I was cracking up with Stotts and Mark and Jake. Everyone had their own style, you know?
Yeah, so again, promo code MrShanks20.
Boom.
What was that promo code?
MrShanks20.
Mm-hmm.
The only time Mr. Shanks helps you out.
Oh, that's good.
So again, Live Forever Golf, thank you so much for being a sponsor of the podcast.
They're great, man. They're great. Like, love not only hats. Fire gear, like just fire people. Everyone in that company is just the shit.
We're going to visit them in Florida.
Yeah.
They're bringing us down there, flying us out to Florida. Good guys.
Yep.
So, yeah, super pumped on that. Like, we just found out that, one, we are going to be doing stand-up comedy. I haven't done stand-up in over a year.
Same. Literally. My last set was last February in Amsterdam.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They were not even for Americans.
Nope.
Amsterdam to Orlando.
That's right, baby.
We will be at the PGA Memes Golf Tournament March 6th in Orlando. If you're in the Florida area and you don't, if you don't want to pay to play in the golf tournament, just come to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Come to the award ceremony. Yeah. It's right after. We'll give details on what time it will be, but probably, you know, early afternoon, as every great stand-up show is.
Yep. Early afternoon, right in between dinner and the award ceremony.
Yeah.
So
that's
the hot spot.
Yep. Yeah. Hopefully they haven't got their food yet, so everyone's nice and upset.
Everyone's going to be blacked out drunk, and they're going to be they're going to be watching whatever's on the TV, not paying attention at all.
100% there's going to be a wireless microphone that's not going to work. Try to stand in this general area and don't move too much.
Yeah, if you move too far forward, the speaker's gonna squeak.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's gonna be in like a auditorium of an embassy suites with very high ceilings.
and circular
tables.
It seats like 12,000. Yeah. And there's only gonna be 40 people in there
that are all socially distanced.
Yeah.
And they're all super tired from eating way too much bread.
Yeah.
And you can't tell on stage that the lighting is off, but they can in the audience.
So you lean
in to do a bit, and they can't even see
they
you.
Can't. For some reason, the audience is more lit up than the stage.
Absolutely,
smoke show on the audience. Mm-hmm. But I'm just doing facial expressions to darkness.
And by stage, you mean carpet in front of the
100%. By stage, I mean carpet.
You're not even raised above the people.
If anything, you're lower because they're high seated tables.
But by stage, do you mean just the area next to the speaker that's way too high of treble?
Oh,
only one speaker.
Yeah. Sounds like you're telling everybody to keep your hands inside the vehicle in front of like a roller coaster.
That's right.
I'm fucking pumped, man. I can't wait to do this show, dude.
Yeah, we're super excited to go. Thank you, Travis from PJBs, for having us.
That's right.
Great opportunity.
Look at us just shitting on a gig we haven't even been to.
Well, you know what's funny? It's because we've seen this scenario.
People that don't book stand-up gigs or know our business are kind of like, all you need is a microphone and a speaker, right? Yep. And it's like, I mean, we're professionals. We can work in any condition, but, we would like certain parameters, but that's all right.
By the way, who's going to open?
Oh yeah,
host.
Yeah, here we go.
I'm gonna toss the tea.
I don't like hosting, but I'm really good at it, so okay. I'm happy to host and get the crowd warmed up. My crowd work will just, I promise you, you guys will be walking into a hot tub.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna do crowd work too. I'm not doing material. Yeah,
I'll be the headliner. Don't do any of my crowd work.
I'm just gonna do Mark's material. Open up. I thought of getting on Call of Duty on Twitch and just getting on there and doing Mark's bits while I play.
What's the deal with cucks?
Yeah, you actually have never watched my comedy because you would know I have never wrote a joke in my entire life.
I've seen your little clips you put out. Like, that's material.
They're not little clips, bro.
How just, like, offensive can you get when you put little?
I know, right? It's like, dude, I've seen those little skits that you put up.
I sound like someone's dad. Are you still doing that comedy thing?
You still doing them comedy skits?
That little skit you do?
Are you doing those skits? No, like when your dad's like, I have a gag for you can do.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, dude, they're not, no. Like, your golf emails, I can't just steal that and make a bit out of it.
It's so funny when people
have emails.
So annoying. Yo, here's something you should try in the stand. Do you ever pee on your own hands? You should try something about that. You should try something about that.
Or someone will tell you a story that happened to somebody else. You should do that on stage. Like, yeah. Why don't I just throw knives at the audience members while I'm at it?
I give you permission to steal this.
Like, what? It's not even yours, you asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should do that Bill Burr joke I thought was really funny.
I actually don't know. I haven't seen you do stand-up in such a long time since you've, like, toured as Blake.
Yeah.
Are you going to do it are you going to bring your hoverboard?
No.
That would be so epic.
That would be pretty great.
That would be really funny to just try to do, like, a 10-minute version of my TED Talk as Blake. But no.
So you're just going to do it, you know.
Yeah, I'm just going to do like a normal
crowd work. Got you,
yeah. There's nothing. What am I going to say that's going to be more interesting than whatever they're watching on the TV?
Well, no, we're going to go.
Well, they're actually not going to be watching on the TV because
I put on so many stand-up shows in my life that, like, I'm going to go early to the course and check out the room and make sure that, you know, when we set up, none of the TVs are on. The audience work. You know, I'm going to do my best.
No, they're playing pool directly next to the faux stage. Everyone knows that it's a stand-up. That's the thing. Like, when someone, like, books a stand-up show.
Oh, yeah. They don't
always,
even
like,
know.
Do people know? And they're like, no, but I figure, like, you know.
They'll love it when
I interrupt
the playoff basketball game.
Yeah, like,
no one loves it.
We're having an award ceremony, and they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, we have a special guest. And people, like, aren't primed for that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
the worst.
Fun.
Wait, we have an hour-long stand-up comedy show.
Dude, the worst is when they, one of the worst gigs I ever did was at a chicken wing place in Miami, Florida. And,
of course you did.
Yeah, no, of course. And I remember there was no warning at all. Just the host literally went up when Griff's having a tough time with his microphone.
Oh boy.
The other way, cuck.
There's a knob up here. There's a knob up here that you can twist, and that will tighten it for you.
God.
So you don't have to actually twist. Nope.
This little thing. You see this little
that
thing?
That little thing. There you go, baby boy.
Oh my God, the mic.
Don't forget righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Yo,
working.
My man's breath is so bad.
Mic is running
away from him.
Keep going.
This is similar to what the audio engineer
was. Self-produced podcast?
Literally. So
we are not tailor-made.
I was at this chicken wing spot, and no warning, the host just goes up and like the TV's all shut off. It's Sunday, so there's like football on. The TV's just all shut off. Everyone's like, hey, what the hell? And the host goes like, guys, we have an awesome comedy show for you. Immediately starts it like that, and everyone's just like, and he's like, all right, let's get a round of applause if you guys are ready to laugh. And like no one claps. And then he's like, come on, guys, you can do better than that. Let's get another round of applause.
Just one singular clap.
There's like some lady that like has to wipe her hands of chicken wing juice and is like clapping.
Yeah.
And he's like,
actually just wiping her hands, but it sounds like clapping.
And then the host like proceeds to go right into like anal fisting material. Immediately.
Out the gates.
Like right, and we're in a chicken wing place. They're not ready for this. Yeah. They were watching the game and now they're pissed that this asshole is talking about assholes.
You're literally making them shut off the game they were there to watch to watch something they don't want to watch. watch.
And then
it's awful.
And then it's offensive and bad. Yeah. Like, it's not even funny.
It's not even good.
Ugh.
It's like, as soon as you start doing your anal fisting material in the middle of the punchline, you hear, order number 51.
Yeah.
Order number 51.
who got the atomic
order
rings?
Number 51.
It's awful.
Yeah. No, that
gigs,
that has
have
happened.
You done, like, dude, I can't. But some of, like, the best gigs I've done have been, like, one of the best sets I've ever had was in a 3-car garage. It was absolute fucking phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. So, these little hipster shows that are put in weird locations. Don't, those are different.
Yeah. Don't Tell. Shout out Don't Tell
Comedy.
Oh, this
was like a Christmas party for, like, 50-year-old people.
Wow.
Insane.
50-year-old people?
Yeah, like,
so did you
50
get paid
plus.
Well for that?
Yeah, I mean, it was early on, but it was, I probably got like probably $7-$8.
Yeah.
You know? Whoa, like,
I probably got
some free chicken tendies.
I probably bought like one Pro V. I could have bought one Pro V with that gig.
Chicken wing fucking place, dude. Yep. My buddy did a gig for I remember I did a show in the Embassy Suites, like, auditorium, like, in the thing for, like, naval vets. It was so, and in the middle of my set, there was an Elvis impersonator walking around, with his microphone on, too.
No, what?
Like, what?
Oh, yeah.
I'm standing on a fireplace doing weed jokes because I'm 2 years in and thinking, like, the Army, they smoke weed, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
They're like,
crickets.
Like, wow, dude, cool. You're still in that phase of your life.
Yeah, not good.
That's so much of stand-up doing weird gigs that, like, and you could be the funniest guy in the world. The setup of the gig, just like, they're not there to see comedy. I used to run a bar gig, and they were all just there to eat. I would have to bark them in this back room and be like, by the way, we've got a comedy show. Come check it out.
It's at least great as a back room.
On the spot. And one day, I go up to this guy drinking at the bar by himself. I go, hey, we got a show. And he's like, okay. And he comes back. I sit him down front row, and I look at him. And it's I don't know his name. Shooter McGavin. I don't know his name. Somebody might know his name.
The actor?
Yes.
Oh, actually Shooter McGavin.
Wow.
It's actually Shooter McGavin. I got a picture with him on Instagram. Nicest guy in the world. Sits front row with, like, a couple of younger, like, some college girls or something. And then we pack the room. He sits throughout the whole show and is, like, the best fan of comedy and a laugher. He just hangs out. Like, he knows exactly when to laugh. Like, literally, to this day, the best audience member I've ever had.
Shooter McGavin?
He was there to get a drink by himself. I'm like, come watch the show. And he comes
insane.
And he comes in, like, he buys a couple people drinks and literally, like, made the show so much better.
That's
just
so
sitting
cool.
Front row.
Love
like
that.
This guy was, like, a big fan of stand-up. And I was like, what a cool dude.
At what point of the show did you figure out, oh, wow, this guy, you know, played against Happy Gilmore?
Pretty early on, I was like, is that? And I was looking at him, and I was like, all right, I got to get a picture after the show. But the nicest guy, like, literally was there to get a drink, and then some stranger's like, come watch my stand-up. He's like, okay. And not only did he, like, go sit there throughout the whole hour and a half show, like, he was super supportive and
that's
a nice
so awesome.
Dude. And I was just like, what a cool dude. What a cool
that's
dude.
Real
that's
real dope.
Because I always wanted to punch him in the mouth.
Me too.
I swear, like, if I ever saw him in person, I would dust him in the mouth.
Now you know, he's a really nice
dude. How could you treat Happy's grandma like that?
What the fuck?
How?
Yeah, so we're absolutely going to be on the golf tournament stand-up tour.
Are we still talking about that?
Yeah.
we also planning on going to a Buttsy's tournament. Shout out Buttsy's in August.
Yeah.
So.
Wow,
we don't know him, but we're going to trash him.
Which is going to be sweet. 2-day golf tournament, like staying at the Ritz in Arizona.
I didn't know it was in Arizona. I like saw the flyer that you sent, but I didn't look at the courses.
Yeah, if you guys are down, I mean, he wants to have us do the same thing, do stand-up.
That's beautiful.
And by the way, those courses are world class, like the best desert golf possible. I mean, they played like the match play for a long time.
Things
there.
Are looking up, boys.
Yeah,
let's
they're
go.
Looking
oh,
good.
Let's get go. Some fucking
also,
energy in here.
Also, woo! Don't forget, there's also the Colorado Golf Blog tournaments that are coming up.
Yeah,
I know. I had messaged with him, so I'm sure he's gonna see us at this tournament. Be like, we need them boys.
Yeah,
we need them boys in Colorado, and then we're gonna go
host that show.
Yep, that's right.
I want to get to the point where at these tournaments, there start to be little galleries that come out to watch these tournaments.
Yeah, I think there could be, dude, because they're fun.
I would watch us.
Watch us do our little golf skit.
Your gags? Honestly, like, I just as someone who plays with us, I'm constantly cracking up.
Yeah.
Like, comedians are harder to make laugh because we've heard it all,
mm-hmm.
and I'm constantly laughing. So if you're just a stranger watching, I mean, that's got to be very entertaining.
Especially if you, like, especially a stranger watching that also golfs. It's like,
yes.
whoa, this is interesting. This is fun.
Yeah, and they're actually good golfers. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, by the way, are we playing tomorrow as well?
Yeah, if you guys are down to go down to Bowski's tournament, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know what I didn't like? I didn't scramble, like how right? he said it's like a random scramble. And I'm not a
what
big
does that mean?
I'm not a big like new friends kind of guy. Kind of like a still I'm on yeah. hashtag no new friends.
Yeah.
You know?
I want to play with guys I know.
Maybe I mean we have the social media prowess to say, hey, dude, you know, we kind of need to play with each other.
Is that Aristotle's new self-given nickname? The social media prowess, right?
Yeah. Last time we were there, someone came up and was like, are you... And
I know
Stotts,
who you
and
are.
Stotts is like, yeah. Yeah, that's me.
That was tight. They didn't want to give us the time of day, too. When I popped out, I was like, man, I like everybody here. But and they all just like looked at me and they're like, who the hell is this cuck?
Mark looks the way he does. And then he looks at everyone on this course. He's like, Jesus, you guys need to get a job.
Cut your hair.
Like, yeah. Cut your hair. Stop smoking pot.
Stop worrying about your golf swing. Worry about those other tats you got in your head.
Yeah. That's what Mark. Now, this was an interesting little par three course we played. We really pissed off management there.
Oh, my God.
Stotts,
you guys are the worst.
Probably
dude.
More me. Probably more me.
These guys.
Stotts and I knew better than to be hitting drivers.
Yeah.
Off
the range. The range is like 200 yards.
I forgot
about that part. That's probably why the GM texted us as well.
Yeah. No, we were hitting drives.
And guess who got it like three times? The guy that can't even hit 180 yards with his driver. I got it three separate times from you guys.
Yeah, but look at you.
I know. I understand. I'm too white for comedy shows and not white enough for golf courses. Like, I got all of the fragility and the guilt, but none of the privilege.
Wow.
You know? I go there, and they just attack me, because obviously I look like me, and they're like, this piece of shit. Dude, Stotts and Griff are out there just smoke-showing drivers onto this busy-ass golf course.
Wait, I was hitting mine into the water.
Yeah,
I was at least
probably more me.
Hitting mine into a place where there weren't people.
I was
social media prowess. I'm done hearing that bullshit.
Oh,
you guys are smoke-showing drives, and
so
I'm...
The net was probably like 220, 230.
Not even, 210.
Not
it
even.
Was 210.
But it was probably like, I don't know, 70.
4 feet high.
No.
4 feet high.
It was not high enough.
Yeah. But regardless, yeah. Just
regardless, you guys are
driver.
Just sending balls for more than 40 minutes. Because when I got to the course, you were hitting drivers, and everybody was like, you probably shouldn't do that. Even you looked at me and said, I probably shouldn't be doing this. I watched you do it. I walked up the stairs to get food. I ordered the food. I was waiting for like probably 5-10 minutes, and the dude came barreling out of the kitchen, yelling at the lady, going, you gotta tell them they cannot be hitting drivers. And I'm like, they're still doing it?
Yes.
And that's Stotts' favorite part of the game.
Yeah.
So you take that away, it's just like, well, then why am I even here?
Why am I out
and
here playing?
You tell that to Stotts, and he's like, I'm going to hit utility irons over your damn net.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit 6 irons over the net. But, dude, I had just adjusted my fucking things to change the ball flight. So I wanted to see what was happening. Wanted
wow.
to see.
Ball flight was nice.
Yeah,
right into the water.
You want to hit driver? Don't book the tee time at the par three course.
I didn't really. Well, I didn't know.
We
I thought
know.
It was.
We didn't know Bowski's not a legit golfer.
Yeah. Oh, let's go, dog! Finally, someone else sends a shot.
Let's go.
So the guy comes barreling.
I just like that on the course. Mark had 2 eagle putts on the day, and he goes, "No wonder Bowski likes golf so much."
Yeah.
Two eagle putts. I drove the green under regulation twice on the front nine.
Yeah.
That's right, baby.
I'd be pretty happy about my golf game, too.
There's one par three. They call it a par four. That's 240, and Mark smashes a driver, and he's 15 yards short of the hole, and I'm like, wow, it looks like you didn't have enough club.
He was on the green.
Yeah.
He was on the green. He was 2 inches on the green.
Did you two putt?
I think I three-putted that.
Three-putted.
I think I three-putted both.
Yeah.
No, I tap in birdied on the first
one. Yeah, because we all birdied the 181-yard par four.
Yeah. Just silly golf course. That course is amazing. Big shout-out to Emerald Isle. I love it.
Me too.
It's awesome.
I had so much fun.
I'm pissed I didn't get to play the whole round because I had to go to couples therapy, which what an absolute beast of a showing at couples therapy.
Oh, yeah? It was a good one?
I mean, it was...
You have a good performance?
I know. One of those rain open rounds, you know?
You have a good
US
set?
Open. It was a grinder. It was a grinding set. Trust me. What, big grinder
it
set.
It was just like everyone's attacking Mark, or what
no,
did it
no,
feel
no.
Like?
I mean, just couples therapy, when you go through it, is
it's emotionally draining.
It's like Sunday at the US Open.
Ooh.
Oh, you're okay. Fighting to make par.
Yeah.
The rough is thick. The tees are back. The pins are in tough spots. The thing about couples therapy, too, is like for literally the first like 30 minutes, we're just on a heater. Just like, fuck, we're really doing it. We're winning. You know, like, we don't even need you anymore, doc. And then she just knows when to just flip the switch because she knows time's running out and you always have to end in a bad place.
Oh,
just like not a bad place.
That's
but
her business
like
model.
A place of like, yeah, we haven't figured this shit out.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh,
and it's always like, is this seem like a good place to end? And it's like, no, it never seems like a good
it's
place.
Like an
to
infomercial
end.
It ends. But wait, there's more.
Exactly.
Oh, God damn it.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh,
how long have you guys been dating for?
Three months?
About like 2 weeks.
Wow.
Probably like close to almost 3 years. We're getting there.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
long term. Long
and
term.
I've never made it over 2 years. So like once that hit, I was like immediately like breaking up. So this couples therapy is like giving the juice, you know?
Giving the juice.
You know? It's like giving a new lease on life. Or it's just extending death. You
it's
don't
just,
know yet.
It's a hospice.
Yeah. It could be hospicing or it could be working a miracle.
It
you
could
don't
be
know.
The remedy.
Could be the remedy.
Mm.
Listen, if you're going through tough times right now, I know a lot of couples are, do not feel weird about going to couples therapy because like it's, I always talk shit about it because I'm like, this is a fucking waste of money, you know, but like it's so like good to really like, because you're not special. That's all it tells you. You're not special. The problems that you have, everyone has had them for lifetimes and they can help you out. And also, go golf. Shit.
That's right.
Yeah, go golfing with your girl. That's
I'm
bonding.
Telling you, it's helped.
You can use her clubs.
Yeah. Get her a nice, attractive, handsome golf teacher, you know?
That gives you anxiety, that pushes you to be better in life.
Yeah,
you're like, I better become, you know, make some more money.
I better be the man of her dreams.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
You like that course though, right, Stoss?
I loved it, dude. And that's why I'm excited to go tomorrow. And I'm going to hit up Bowski and be like, hey, we're actually prepping for a scramble, so we need to work together.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yep.
Yeah, and Bowski won't fight back against that.
No,
he's way too nice.
All right, boys. Yeah, boys, let's throw some putts.
Yeah, so I think that's the move. Let's do it. We can carpool.
So I wanted to bring up the next installment in the Bubba Watson music video series.
Oh, I saw it.
Did you see it?
Just like a dad trying too hard to be cool.
I would just like to get a live reaction from Mark.
I haven't seen it yet.
Mark.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to see it, though.
Mark.
Yeah, you need
Mark,
to.
Mark, we're going
to
force you to watch.
Make sure it's not on his account so he doesn't get the... All
right,
well,
put it right up to the microphone.
What is he doing? Oh,
Mark's
is
gonna
about
throw
to
up. Don't throw up on my sweatshirt, dude.
He's twitching.
Mark is livid.
Mark, will you just
Mark's
give
shaking.
A,
let
give
me
a
see it
down here.
What is it?
What
are you
again?
Like? What are you looking at?
What is watch? Yeah.
I'm so mad that you went to his account to watch it.
Get those views up.
Yeah.
Mm.
What is? What was it? What did we just watch here, boys?
Oh,
yeah. Show it to Griff.
I mean, it's just like a. Dad trying
it's,
to be-
it's just
I mean first of all dude like you're absolutely
okay you're on a private jet flexing
with your golf clubs with, taking up the other seat
and you can't dance okay you're flexing you're okay
His Patek, his Philip Patek.
You know, if I swear, after watching that video,
no, that's
if you know, why Payne Stewart? You know?
Oh, man.
Payne Stewart.
No!
You can't come at this guy?
Why?
Where the hell you at, golf gods?
Wow.
Oh, am I wrong?
That is absolute
shot guys like that.
Come on, dude.
This guy's just ruining TikTok culture.
He's ruining
culture and hip hop culture all in one.
My problem is he tries to act like he's this charitable philanthropist type guy.
Say that word
and
again.
Then he goes
say
and,
that word again.
And then what? Charitable philanthropist.
Okay. No.
And then he goes and
charitable
flexes.
Melampolimi.
If you're gonna act like a charitable,
sound like Biden over here making words up. No, and then he goes and flexes. Well, I'm like, you're such a prick.
Yeah. My problem is that this is just such a facade because I've heard, I've never met him, so I don't know for sure, but I've heard so many things about what a fucking asshole he is and how much of like an annoying fucking douchebag. And then he goes out here and he's trying to be cool and it's like, dude who are you?
On.
You're just lying to yourself now, bro.
Well, he's making fun. He's trying to be cool, but he's also saying like, this is so stupid when people do this, but also, can I get some views?
That's what I get from it.
I don't think he was saying this is so stupid. I think he was like, yo, I'm being cool.
No.
I'm being like one
of
the TikTok kids.
Cool?
Look, he tried to do the ghost edit. He couldn't even ghost. The guy's got $1 million and what a social media team. He can't even figure out how to work InShot properly. Come on, Bubba. Don't do the ghosting. You can't even do the ghosting. Get your ass out of here. If I ever see Bubba in the streets with Shooter McGavin, it's on site with both of these cucks.
Wait,
I swear to God.
Wait, even with the new info we have about Shooter?
Yeah.
Even with the new, well, maybe not that. But,
yeah, what if he came to your show? He came to your show and started applause breaks.
I mean, like, Bubba just like, ugh. Just, ugh. Dude,
yeah, that's gross.
Ugh.
It's only, if I didn't know what I knew about Bubba or what I've heard, I'd be like, whatever, you know, at least he's trying to do something, but I know, and so that seems like really fake and annoying.
I mean, it's just like, and he's always alone because, obviously, no, like, who's filming these and being like, yeah Bubba,
exactly. Who's
these
filming
are
these?
Cool.
Yeah, good job. That's good. No, this is going to do well on your page.
Somebody's lying to
him. I loved Bubba before this came. Like, this new Bubba is not, I'm not a fan. I love Bubba when they're catching him on hot mics on the PGA Tour talking shit to old golfers and stuff. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen those?
No.
Those clips of him just
at the gallery?
Reaming golfers on tour that he's playing with, reaming like his caddy. That's the Bubba, the real Bubba.
Yeah.
Lean into it.
Yeah.
Let's see some of that. Don't give me this 16-year-old TikTok girl. I'm going to wear Jordans laced up tighter than... Get out of here, bro. Keep that same energy, Bubba. You think it would be... What if I started posting videos of like, I'm just a even-keeled, real nice... No! That's not what... I have a lot of pain, a lot of trauma, and I let it fly, baby. I let it fly. Unbelievable.
I think it'd be funny to, I mean, if we ever got a chance to be on a private plane like that, but to just absolutely.
I think it'll happen in the next year.
Yeah. Just to film the same exact video. Like with the failed ghost edit, and then at the end, just like go right into the camera like he did, and just be like, "I love the flavor vanilla."
Ooh.
You know this man buys Neapolitan ice cream and only eats the vanilla out of it.
Yeah, no,
this guy is just, ugh.
Yeah.
Blah. That's the face I make every time I see Bubba. Blah.
He did come out on tour so cool, though. Like, I mean, he was such a huge, like, lovable guy. You had the pink shafts. You had this crazy. Yeah. Ball flight, and he would go for these like wild shots.
And he's like the working man's golfer, right?
Yeah, I used to like him. I used to like him until I heard that when he chirps back at the gallery and stuff, it's like, like shut up, dude, laugh at it. It's funny.
Yeah, I'm not mad at a chirp back at a gallery if the player's being funny, but if it's just like
I agree. If like take it, laugh, like make another joke, like you know, like Ricky Fowler at 17, I think, at the Waste Management a couple years ago.
Oh, Big Dick Rick.
Everyone starts yelling, "Big Dick Rick,
Big Dick Rick!"
And then the marshal's like, "Shh," and he's like,
"No!
Bring it up!" Yeah. And then he makes the putt. Yeah. Like, that's fucking dope.
Probably one of the coolest things.
Yeah, to be fair, that's not much of a chirp as it is. Like, if I had galleries following me going, big big dick Smalls. We're like, this is fucking sick, dude. What? Yeah. Why are you telling him to quiet?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, but
girls
but
here. Let
that's,
it.
That's why
louder.
You go to that tournament.
Yeah, but, yeah. But it's cool. It's cool. And but like I could imagine Bubba like stepping away from the putt and being like, hey.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. It's long. It's not big. It's kind of average or something.
Like last year or the year, I think it was last year. No, year before I was at the Genesis and Tiger was on the green and everyone starts going Tiger, Tiger. And like it's bothering the other golfers and stuff. And they're all laughing because they're like, we're playing with Tiger.
Yeah,
like, of course, this is what happens.
Happen.
And Tiger just like smiles as he's like reading his putt. And he's like smiling. Everyone's like, hey. Like, you yeah, guys. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that's like, cool. I like that.
It's fucking
that's
dope.
Respectful.
Yeah, and then everyone in the crowd was like, oh, he heard us. Like, yeah. And everyone just was quiet.
We made Tiger do that.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, but Bubba, I feel like, would like stand up and be like,
yeah.
Like, get like glare at the audience.
Everybody like, get the hell out. That's like some, don't chirp back like Justin Thomas did, right?
Yeah, don't be glaring. Don't be glaring. Well,
you're out of here, bud. Remember that? Remember that? When he like.
Oh,
when
Patrick Reed. Now, the dude's old school golfers used to be cooler with galleries. Like, Lee Trevino is in his own category. Like, that dude was just a comedian.
He was so cool.
He would literally talk to the gallery and crack jokes to take his mind. Jake's looking at me like something weird.
I mean,
he's just like looking at me like something happened.
Jake was looking at me the whole time, but I thought he was
yeah,
looking
I
at
thought
the herpes
something was
on
wrong.
My lip.
Lee Trevino used to crack
jokes. I mean, this
jokes.
Is the face. It's your birthday. I'm trying to intently listen and give
okay.
you
I thought something
no,
was wrong.
No shade with judgment in every word that you say. So this is just my yeah. my focused,
okay.
Present,
you seem
authentic
really,
face.
Yeah, you very present. Lee Trevino used to crack jokes to the galleries to take his mind off the pressure shots. And then he would also crack jokes to fuck with opponents. He used comedy to win majors, mm-hmm. which is incredible. We'll get him on the podcast at some point.
I love
throwing
him,
that
dude.
Out there.
He looks the same.
Yeah,
he looks the
he's
same
the man.
Since 1980.
He's the man, dude. He's like this cool,
so awesome
old grandpa. I just want to hear his stories. But like, they used to crack jokes. And Seve, I remember, like one time someone was being loud and he had a huge gallery around one of his shots. And he's like, sorry. Could you please be quiet? I know you're nervous, but so am I. And everyone laughed. And
yeah.
they shut up. He had a killer shot. And it's
oh,
like,
I remember that clip.
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, it's like very respectful. But you got these new guys. Just so much money on the line that guys
yep.
have a stick up their ass. And Tiger's just past all that. And he's like, dude, I'm just having a good time.
Finally.
Out here.
Finally. I feel like he used to be like get really annoyed.
Yeah.
And then now, thankfully,
now
he's let go. He's like, I'm in the 3-comma club.
I'm a dad, mm-hmm. dude. I'm a dad. I'm a billionaire. Like, I've definitely won in life right
yeah.
now and,
yep.
and everything. Like, he still wants to beat Jack, but, you know, I think he's, like, having more fun than he ever has.
Yep. Yep.
Right?
That
Buick sponsorship, though.
Sad day.
Yo,
he lost Buick,
dude,
picked up Monster. Come on.
That was the worst thing Buick could have ever done. I don't know anyone that buys Buicks anymore. Have you noticed that? Since they dropped Tiger, no one buys Buicks.
Even with Tiger, no one would buy Buicks.
Yeah. Like,
but the
you
thing
know,
is, like, everybody who owns a Buick probably cheats on their wife.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
That's
yeah.
probably why they dropped it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're on to us.
Yeah. They felt like, uh-oh.
They're on to us.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. If you buy, we'll see. You said it here first. If you buy a Buick, you probably cheat on your wife.
It's the most like not faithful in
yeah.
your relationship type of car.
I never,
100%.
I never thought of
that. Maybe.
Yeah. Now that I see, when I see Buicks, mm-hmm. I'm like, that guy's definitely not going home to his wife. Yeah, he's told her. Yeah, sorry, babe. It's an 8-hour round.
Ooh.
So that's what he's doing. He probably has iron covers. Yeah, we know this guy.
Well, if you got iron covers, you're definitely cheating.
You're
on
definitely
your wife.
Cheating on 100%. Your wife.
That's,
and it's
yeah,
not.
Guess who has iron covers?
No, I think your wife cheats on you if you have iron covers.
I like that.
Like that.
Well,
you
I
get
like
cucked.
That.
But you
get
don't
cucked.
Know because you're so careful. And
yeah.
Like you're so like you just cut like you know like you're so conservative.
I really like yeah. that.
Can't go through her phone.
Or you're a cuck. You're like, I have iron covers and I like to watch other men have sex with my wife.
That's yeah. right.
If you have iron covers, like, like, come on, dog.
Come on.
For real.
You're the kind of guy that goes up to Phil when he's in, when you're in the gallery, like, hey, here's my number. I'd like to watch you have sex with my wife.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Phil'd do it.
Phil Fickleson?
Phil would do it, probably.
You know he would.
Do you guys see that clip of John Rahm with a 4-iron flop shot over the Phil stand-up, the cardboard stand-up?
No.
4-iron?
That
yeah.
just happened?
Yeah, I'll pull it up. It's
hey, who's he playing with?
This is actually on the Callaway golf page.
No, I had to say that.
No,
like,
no.
What, did they tag you in all those posts, uh-huh. Aristotle?
No, but I commented on all of them. You're goddamn right. Look at this. So he does the flop shot with his regular 60 degree.
Four? Okay.
This is a 60 degree.
Yeah. All day.
Boom.
All day.
Easy. Off a tight lie. Very difficult. Day. They hand him a 4-iron.
No way.
And they're like, all right, do the same thing.
No way.
Watch this. He sits down, or he doesn't sit down. He just bent. He gets so low. Chokes.
This guy is so pure.
Chokes,
oh my
chokes
God.
Way up. Boom.
What?
Boom. 4-iron flop shot over Phil from the same distance as his lob wedge.
He's a cool guy. He seems like a solid dude.
Right? I can't wait to talk about our sponsorship together. Like, you made the right move, man. I made the same move a couple years back. And it feels good to know that I'm playing with the longest driver on the market.
We took different paths and ended up in the same
place.
Here we
are. Now we're same team, baby.
Yeah. Dude, they are the longest drivers. Like,
that's right.
Hands down, like the studies are out. They do have the longest drivers.
I love the short swing. You know, don't waste any extra energy.
No.
Just
no.
what you need. And he still bombs it. Like, how does he create that
much? He's a big boy, dude.
He's 6'2 by like 225.
And he's thick, dude. He doesn't miss a meal.
Have you seen that guy's got a can on him?
Yeah,
he knows how to push a golf
ball.
Big
booty.
Big booty. Yeah,
he's dunking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you got Tony Finau, who's like 6'5.
Yeah.
If you're tall and have long arms, you don't have to swing very much.
You don't have to have any muscle. You just have good mechanics.
Yep.
Done.
Done. Game over. And then use the legs, man. But you know, once again, if you're tall and you got legs, game over.
Oh yeah. Yep. That's me. Tall with legs.
Are you trying to find a husband right now? Tall with legs, game over. In my mouth.
Take me to a Lakers game.
Eat you right up.
Birthday boy.
Take me to the 19th hole, daddy.
Oh.
Ooh, let's order a couple extra fireballs.
Mm.
Ooh, let's let Mr. Shanks join in.
Oh, no.
Should we be bad and get an extra order of fries? I say we do it.
You want to go check out the cart barn?
Yeah. You want to just lay in bed and watch golf coverage all day? You want to just watch...
listen to Mark Lye. And...
Damn it, what's his name?
Who?
The golf announcer that everyone hates.
Gary McCord?
That guy's tight.
I like Gary McCord.
You're not talking about Faldo?
I'd like to let him mustache run along my chest.
Faherty. David Faherty.
Do you want to watch Nick Faldo make up stats on the spot?
Yeah.
So hot when he does that and then tries to push square golf shoes and they lie and say they add 8 to 9 extra yards when it's not physically possible to do that with golf shoes?
Not with a shoe.
Do you want to touch tips and then hear what Trevor Immelman has to say?
Yeah. Should we measure each other's putter shafts?
I'd like to take that Scotty camera.
Oh, do you want to splash it right into my bunker?
Brent, what's his name?
Brent Snedeker?
Not Brent Snedeker. You want to watch Brent Snedeker 9-putt? Bran.
You want to watch Ricky Fowler?
Randall Shambly.
Do you want to watch Ricky Fowler whiff a 6-inch putt?
Do you want to watch me whiff a chip?
Ooh.
What does that mean?
You want to find out, Jake?
You want to find out?
You want to lay up and comment how Brandel Chambly has no real distinct facial features?
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of looks like a blank white sheet of paper.
Yeah.
You want to go nuts to butts and then say how Michelle Wie fell off?
Yeah.
Dude, she's doing great. Yeah. She was in the extra coverage for the Masters, man.
Ooh,
I'll
bend you over. Yeah. Like Wait. Michelle Wie's putting stance.
My goodness, 90 degree. Oh, 90 degree. Oh, yeah. You want to go for it in 2?
Wait.
That's good.
Did you guys actually listen to Michelle Wie commentate golf?
Yes, I did.
Was she good?
I don't want to hate too heavy because, like, you know, she, like, was such a, like, she seems so
phenomenal.
Cool.
A minority woman.
I don't want to hate too much, so I don't sound.
Let's call a spade a spade here.
Oh
boy!
I don't want to hate too much because.
But dude, zero value added as a commentator.
What? No, she's talking about what she would do, and that was important to me because she fucking bombs it, dude.
What I would do here is I would give up the game for about 3-4 years.
Jake's like, no. I mean, you put up the stats, and they don't. No. No, I don't know. I you know, I listen to a lot of golf commentary, and some guys are just full facts.
Do.
Yeah, I do. Oh, yeah. Mark Bly and Jim Sakina. I know the guy. I know all the guys. No, but a lot of them just don't have any personality, and I guess the people that listen don't care. But I'm like, nah, dude, like, you need to... Nick Faldo obviously brings some heat because it's like he was there, so you have a certain respect for his credibility.
Yeah, he's one, you know.
But it's most of these guys, it's just like... You're just talking about what he's doing, and it's like you're not bringing any. Anyone could do that. Any one of us could do that, but better.
I agree.
I like when you take a hard stance. Right? There's one thing to commentate, but then there's one thing to align yourself and like give an opinion. That's what I like.
I want to hear your opinion on that. Like, you didn't like that shot, or you think it's stupid that he did that, or you're like, well, you know what? He's in the water because he's an idiot.
That's why I like Brandel Chambly. It's like he hangs it out on out there. You know? Like,
yeah.
He gave his opinion on Tiger. Boy, was he wrong. And he can eat shit for the rest of his life.
That's right. You know?
This guy named Mark Zucchino, I like him. He will just shout out random stuff about Canada, and nobody gives a shit because he's just proud to be Canadian. You're like, cool. And he'll just reference Canada, and like no one cares. But when a big guy makes a putt, he literally just about breaks the microphone, and I love that. Maybe because, I mean, we had to do a whole clip about how fucking loud I am. But I just love it. I love guys that scream when guys make putts.
Yeah, that's cool.
I love that.
It adds an element of like excitement to the game.
Yeah, you're like,
that
was a big deal. Yeah. Rory just drained a 45-footer yesterday. That's a big deal. Instead of like, how about that? Like, go home, Dad.
Yeah.
Go home, Dad. Go back to Boca Raton.
Go nuts.
Go nuts.
Go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Go nuts, Markel Kvecchia.
Yeah. Oh, man. Gary McCord.
Ooh. Is it Stuart Sink that's like still playing like amazingly well?
Yeah, he's having a renaissance again.
Right?
Yeah.
That's so random. I think it's so random when like dudes that you remember from like the early 2000s.
From the Nike days?
90s.
Yeah, just start.
From when Anthony Kim was still golfing?
Oh, yes.
Rest in peace.
Dude, Bernard Langer still slaps it around.
Yeah,
right?
Dude.
Like, it's crazy.
Cuts.
Stuart Sink is just out there just like still balling, dude.
Yeah, he's mid four, late 40s.
Did he win that tournament in Hawaii?
No,
I don't think so.
No, he was up there, he was up there. He won something at the very end of last year. He won a couple tournaments last year, I think.
KJ Choi's still playing ball. He's 51.
He won the award for the best tan, golfer's tan that you've ever seen.
Oh my god, because with his sunglasses, they're so good.
His bald ass head. It was absolutely fire. What a picture. Well, dude, I'm excited for some sort of normalcy to be back into play. Going to the Waste Management.
Week. That's right. You're going.
Yeah.
Are they allowing a gallery?
They have 5,000 people.
That's
going to
be 5,000 hammered people. I love it.
Shout out to Jake getting COVID.
Can't wait. Num, num, num.
Yeah, well, COVID doesn't exist in Arizona.
Yeah.
That's right. Or Florida.
Or definitely. Dude, I saw a video yesterday or today. Like, the clubs, the nightclubs are throwing full capacity. I was like, whoa.
Totally normal, dude. It's wild. And what's crazy is that the cases aren't like surging.
No.
That's because no one goes to the hospital to get checked out.
Well, then it's because of all the biscuits and gravy and the, you know, the food down there.
Oh, yeah.
That
cancels.
Science. That is science.
That's science right there.
That's
right
science.
Florida fried food cancels out COVID.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, now you know.
No wonder everyone in L.A. is sick. They're all vegan.
Yeah.
They're all vegan.
Yeah, that's bad. You ain't have beef in your diet? That's going to kill you.
You ain't got no
You're
flour.
Get COVID.
No pork.
What are you talking about with your cashew yogurt?
Your green bean casserole.
Your
only
goddamn
thing I put in my casserole
impossible
is
burger.
Butter.
Oh, it's impossible. You're not going to get COVID, you pussy.
That's right.
Get out of here.
Damn straight.
That's right.
I'm just looking at Mark's lip. And
all
I'm
right,
like,
any topics of the day?
Abreva. It's a fucking pitbull, man.
I'm trying to use some psychology and to psych myself out for a problem I have in my golf swing. Basically, went to a lesson.
Killing the golf ball?
Pretty much.
You're smothering it.
I'm over smothering it. So
every time I watch your swing, I literally have to do this. My face goes like this.
You know how someone will smash a drive and say mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
Because I smother the ball. I want you when I hit a big drive, I want you to say biscuits and gravy. Yeah. I want you to yell that next time.
When I hit a drive, I want you to say the potatoes aren't cooked. They're not really mashed. Yeah, you gotta really put some elbow into it.
These are more smashed in
powdered milk. Yeah. Powdered milk.
Yeah. Potato buds.
I went to a lesson, and my right shoulder is trying to just get in the way and ruin everything. And I was like, how can I? And I just used an analogy, basically. My right shoulder keeps getting in the way and just ruining the show every time. My right shoulder is basically like an alcoholic boyfriend, and my left arm is like the girlfriend, and she's trying to take me out to dinner to meet the parents. Mm. And I've got to keep him from getting and ruining dinner every time.
Wow.
Every time, like I snap hook it, he's just like, wow, your mom's hot. And I'm like, no, oh, dude, come on, dude, just chill out.
That seems so complicated right before you hit the ball.
Right? Yeah.
Does that help?
Yeah, and occasionally I'll snap one, it'll hit a tree and bounce into the fairway.
I mean, like,
luckily, the dad's also an alcoholic.
Okay.
So he doesn't care occasionally, but I'm just like, some days I'll keep that right shoulder in check, and it's like, wow, you have great parents, keep them in control. But I'm just like, nope, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Nope. Just be polite when I yell that at my shoulder, and it's kind of helping.
When your golf teacher tells you to like have a good swing thought, he didn't mean like, hey, put together a Broadway musical.
No.
Put together a fucking entire, like a 90-minute film.
Yeah, yeah.
Put together a short film
in
your backswing.
So my left shoulder is kind of like the abusive boyfriend, and the pre-swing is kind of like the first act. Now, when I'm coming down, it's really like the arc of everybody meeting together. I'm trying to do an M. Night Shyamalan twist and really put together a straight shot. When you look at it, at first go, you really think, man, you're about to smother that ball into the woods.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep my club face open, and I still snap hook it. It's like Tarantino in the golf swing.
Yeah, You know what you should do if your right shoulder is just a little getting in the way? You know, is lose some fucking weight, buddy.
There we go.
Well, I had
there it is.
Not on his birthday.
There it is.
I had a question.
I'm gonna eat more cheeseburgers tonight because I feel depressed. Yeah.
Wait, I was looking at some footage from. I was just going back and seeing like some of the stuff I shot.
Here we go.
From our trip, from the TV show we shot, and you were in great shape.
Fair enough.
So it's
aware.
And also, when I met you, like you were like ripped. Like when I first met you and we were doing open mics together, I was like you were like you were
stacked.
Good shape.
Why do you think you got this job?
We'll talk about it off the pod. But anyway.
Wait, but I had a question about like so.
But it's in there.
Yeah,
you got it.
He's got the physicality. My question is, have you been watch Tiger Woods?
I did watch the documentary.
Have you put towel under arm?
Apparently, I need. Well, I just can't get my right shoulder out of the
way. Put towel under arm.
That's it.
Fix swing.
That's it. Just
fix swing. Towel under arm. Fix swing. No drop towel.
If the towel drops, what happens?
You drop. Give me 50.
Okay, so that's all I've got to do. All I've got to do is the towel and watch videos of Tiger.
That's right.
The towel drops. Here comes Gary McCord's mustache.
God. Okay. David Fairs, he's going to come in there and tell you jokes that you don't like.
That's right.
Silence. How about we end on silence?
I think that's all.
Like end on all, without
I would,
a laugh.
I would like to,
should be. Is that what you say to end this?
Yeah, but I would, before we end, just like to see if you guys think that Matt Every, do you think he'll make a cut this year?
Stop.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's going to win this year.
Dude, he's 0-3 so far.
Yeah, and look, he's
Brooks
playing
Koepka
great
can't
golf.
Make a cut. Brooks Koepka can't make a cut.
Yeah.
That happens.
A good
player.
Can't
break a club.
Brooks Koepka missed three cuts in a row and tried to snap his driver over his shoulder, which is, I was like, dude, that's a thick dude. How did that not snap? I was kind of impressed with the, kind of want to check out that company, like, and see what kind of shafts they're making.
Might as well.
Brooks has missed three in a row. I'm like, hey, look, world class golfers.
Is that
three cuts?
Is Matt going to be here?
Matt Every's a world class
Genesis.
I know he is.
I'm not sure. I hope so, but we'll definitely see him because the PGA Memes tournament is right at the same weekend as Bay Hill.
Yes,
and he's won that tournament, so he's definitely
we'll go
play.
Chirp at him.
Yep, I know.
Yeah, we got to go. You know, we'll go Thursday, Friday to make sure.
Yeah, of course,
see him play.
But if he's in LA, we need to link up.
Yeah, we'll take him to Weddington.
Yeah. Like, you really want to hone in your game? Come here.
Get him hitting off mats.
That's right.
Take him to the aisle, dude. And he'll feel real good.
Yeah.
There's a couple tricky holes there.
Oh, yeah.
How was the rest of your round, though? It was good?
Yeah.
Dude, we played won. Me and Romo versus, it was you three, and we were up the most of the
one
day.
Up, yeah. One up. One up. Or even.
They got up to two up at one point.
They got up to two up, but I think we were one up or even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Mark
and you
left.
Got real
on
lucky,
17,
too.
I hit a chip to like a couple inches. Like, I needed to get this chip. I'm like, great. Or at least tie this hole. And then Dubs, who replaced you, made a 50-foot bender.
Yep.
Oh, man. And
dirty.
Then,
wait, and it was dark. Like, you couldn't even see.
Yeah, it was dark.
And on 16, he got up and down from, like, the pond.
Yep.
Yeah, so like...
Dubs did?
Yeah.
Wow. But also, I was close for par, too.
Yeah.
So I would have made it.
Yeah. Wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, so they ended up winning
one.
Here
comes the prowess again.
That's right, dude. The social media prowess.
Yeah, based on my followers, I would have made that putt.
Yeah, no question about it.
Based on my followers, I would have made that.
No question about it.
Based on my social media clout, I definitely would have put that in.
Oh, for sure.
That's such a great way, like, if somebody is kind of like taking shots at you, just to say, like,
oh, you just bust out the Canadian. Yeah. Oh, for sure. No question.
Canadian. Damn,
right.
My bad.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, I'm starting to sweat in this vest.
Me too, dude. I'm freaking
I'm
out. Bro.
I'm sweating
Jesus,
so hard.
You guys need to chill.
I'm dying.
I'm doing fine.
I've had to. All right, let's go.
All right.
Let's go play some G.
Bye.
Let's
go.
Bye, folks.
Bye.
Next week.
Bye. LFG.
Yeah, we're not in the club, but we're right next to it. Me and my crew, we are Country Club Adjacent. Country Club Adjacent. Country Club Adjacent, baby. Country Club Adjacent. Country Club Adjacent, baby.